اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج.
Welcome back again, respected brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum.
هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
Let's inshallah continue reciting Surah Al-Baqarah. We will continue inshallah, and once again we'll recite this ayah, the thing that we will focus on is to practice the rules of tajweed with this lessons, okay, with this ayah of the Quran Kareem. So brother Ali Nasir, Fawad and Hussein Musa, ready inshallah to go and recite the surah?
Yes sir.
Okay, I'm asking Ali Nasir to recite this ayah loudly. Go on. Let's see, does he apply the rules or not?
أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. Was there any rule he applied correctly or no? There were some rules, but he applied. But were they correctly applied or no?
Yes.
He recited. So the math was correct. أولئك.
Yeah, the math was correct. Okay.
Six counts.
من ربهم.
There was one thing you didn't apply.
Waqf?
No.
Hudam.
Idgham.
Hudam.
Yeah. Hudam.
Yeah, no, I have a doubt.
Ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim wa ulaika humul muflihun. Is the mad of ulaika mad wajib muttasil or mad jaiz munfasil?
Wajib.
Wajib muttasil.
Why?
Because it's in the same word.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's no hamza.
Also hamza are in the same word.
There's a hamza.
So, ulai. Ulai is one word. Means they.
In hudam, there's two idgham.
Yeah, two idgham. One is with ghunna, but the other one is without ghunna. Hudam with ghunna.
Yeah.
Mir rabbihim without ghunna. Okay, like identifying that whether it is wajib muttasil and jaiz munfasil, it was difficult for me as well in the beginning, but alhamdulillah I learned it.
Yeah.
So ulaika ala hudam mir rabbihim wa ulaika humul muflihun. So what about muflihun? Why do we have to stretch this out?
Because of Lama, it is...
No, was a reason.
Waw.
Huh?
Because of Waw?
Because of... So it is Waw Maddi, so yeah. You don't need to stretch that long. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Two counts.
Yes.
Why we should stretch it more than two?
Because there is Amma on the previous letter.
Of course, it is... No. I'm not... That is Waw Maddi. Waw Maddi means there is a Dhamma and plus Waw Sakin.
Yes.
That's it. So okay. So how do you stretch this? How long?
This rule.
Two counts, yes?
Muflihun.
That's enough. Hoon. Two counts. Muflihun. Enough. Why Muflihun?
It is.
وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ.
No, it is related for the Waqf. We learn there.
What was the name of this mad?
Mad?
Mad Waqf.
No.
Oh, it kind of... Mad Waqf it is. Kind of Mad Waqf. Mad Al-Arid.
Bissukun.
Lissukun.
Yes.
It is a mad because of stopping.
Yes.
So if you connect this ayah to the next ayah, Muflihuna, two counts.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yes, yes.
But if you do not stop, I mean, if you stop here and do not connect it, so here, mad tabi'i will be changed to a longer mad for four counts,
four
or
counts.
Five counts, or six counts. Right?
Yes.
That's it. Next ayah, inshallah.
Inna alladhina kafaru sawa'un alayhim a'anzartahum am lam tunzirhum la yu'minun.
Allahu Akbar, mashallah. So,
Allah, Allah.
Did he apply the rules correctly or not? What do you think, Ali Nasir?
Yes or no?
Yes. Okay, good. How about Fawad? Fawad, did he apply the rules correctly or not?
I think he had a problem on anzar.
What was the problem?
Anzar, he said.
He said zar? Okay, zar. No.
So you are asking only for the rules or also the pronunciation?
Anything, rules of tajweed, any rules.
So, anzar.
Did you say that?
No.
No. It is because Fawad always, okay, pronounces Zal as za. That's why he
specialability.
Just, he thought he had the same mistake. Okay, no. That was correct?
You say.
Totally
you say.
The rules were correct.
That's what I had in my mind.
The only ra and the ra. Ra, it has to be heavily pronounced.
I said there's
why?
A problem.
Why? Because there is?
Anzartahum.
There is?
Fatha before it.
So, I said there's a problem in anzartahum.
exactly the problem. You said zar.
Yeah, zar. I meant it right.
Yeah, you're right. So, you have to recite this way. That was correct. Totally correct. The other parts, okay? Only this one. Mashallah. It means you have learned the tajweed rules, alhamdulillah, correct.
إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون أأنذر ذر
heavy تنذر light okay.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
So, mashallah, let's listen to Fawad. خَتَمْ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Continue. Oh, wait. Let's go on for the rules here. Inna, we have... What rule is applied in inna?
Idgham mithlain.
Mithlain, and also it's because nun sakin we have.
Tashti.
Plus nun, idgham.
Yeah.
Idgham with gunna.
Yeah.
So, inna alladhina kafaru sawa. Okay, the mad of sawa. The mad of sawa. Is it... What type of mad is it?
Wajib. Muttasil.
Why?
Because Hamza is in
Hamza and Mad are in the same word. Okay. Harf Mad. And also the reason for the Mad. Alif. Okay. The stretching sound. They are in the same word. Okay. A'an dharutahum nun sakin plus dhal. Is it إظهار or إدغام فوات. إظهار or
إخفاء.
إخفاء ما شاء الله. Yes, rest of the letters. تنذرهم علي ناصر. Is it إخفاء or إدغام؟ إخفاء.
تنذرهم.
Yeah.
إخفاء.
Ah, إخفاء ما شاء الله. Okay. So I'm trying to misguide you. Okay, go on. فوات حيدر. ختم الله.
ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب أزيم.
Okay, thank you. Now, did he apply the rules correctly or not?
Yes.
There were some mistakes, right?
Yes.
Yes.
He tried his best, but
no, he didn't I tried my.
Okay, you didn't pay attention to some rules.
Yeah, now let's take a look.
Maybe intentionally he for a long discussion. Okay. So go on. That's right. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاء what تن when we stop the حركات whatever.
I said غشاء what.
Yeah, whatever the حركات is changes to سكون. ما شاء الله فوات حيدر. But the letter تا وال تا مربوطة will be changed to ha غشاوه.
No, that's not time. I would
please. So let's recite this ayah inshallah and finish this session. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم.
ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم
وعلى أبصارهم غشاوه.
وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة
ولهم عذاب عظيم.
ولهم عذاب عظيم.
Make sure you do not pronounce that has so kind of clearly. غشاوة. No, don't need to release breath, okay? For example, this way. وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة. Simple, not long has sound, okay? صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we finished this session. We had a quick review on the Tajweed rules. Alhamdulillah, I hope these discussions, these sessions were beneficial for you. Inshallah, we will have a practical recitation and reading, inshallah. We'll apply, inshallah, we'll try to recite the verses of the Holy Quran and apply each and every single rule that we have learned so far in this class, in the level 3 of our Quranic classes, the Tajweed rules. So make sure you stay with us, inshallah, and join us again, because that session is going to be a very important session. So learning is one thing, practicing and applying the rules, the studies, the teachings is the most important part. So stay with us, inshallah. We'll see you in the next coming session. Thank you so much for being with us in this long journey. Thanks for accompanying us. Brother Hussein Ruhullah, thank you so much. Brother Fawad Haider, thank you so much. And Ali Nasir. So, thank you so much. Thanks to all the friends who helped us hold this kind of sessions. Thanks to, special thanks goes to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن هو والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.